Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. You found it. Yes, you did. This is it. Of course, I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit because I am very, very excited. We've got a fantastic couple of guests on tonight's show, calling all the way in from the coast that's the best, the West, from LA, it's Honey and Jude. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you, Jamie?
I'm doing good, doing good. It's been a crazy day, man. It's been a crazy day, but all good stuff. And so I'm not complaining. Very, very good. Is it still wicked hot out there? Everybody I talked to lately in LA says it's like Florida. That's where I'm at. But I mean, it's crazy humid and hot out there. You guys okay?
Yeah, we had like 2 days of fall and then we went right back to the middle of summer.
Yeah, we don't really have seasons here. We just kind of have hot and less hot.
Yeah.
I hear you. Honey broke out all of her turtlenecks and then was sorely disappointed. I'm
kidding.
We got all excited, that's got right. Fall sweaters. It was just 2 days, and California's like, nope, you get the heat again.
Now, see, I lived out there, but it's been a while. It's been about 10 years since I lived out there after I got out of college. I moved to San Diego, and so I was up in L.A. quite a bit because, as I said, I lived in San Diego, and, you know, LA is a little more excitement, I would say. Don't send me letters, people. Don't send me emails. I'm just kidding. I am San Diego, kind of.
No,
but anyway.
San Diego. No, I think we're actually spoiled. Like, living in LA, the weather's – and we're super spoiled. And whenever the weather drops below like 70, we all freak out.
Like, oh, it's so cold. We're so cold. I can't go outside. Let's just stay inside. TV all day.
Or anytime it's above like 90, like we freak out. It's like, this is just ridiculous. But
right,
yeah, we're actually
right.
Both raised in LA, so
we're used to it.
You're used to it. Thin blood. Although you know, it's only what, 2 hours to Big Bear. That's not bad. You can get your cold on up there. You know, I used to always say that to people. I even bought one of those cabins up there, but I went to it like twice out of like 10 years. I don't know.
My aunt actually has a cabin up there. They go like probably 3-4 times a year. So it makes it worth it.
Yeah. I mean, that was the plan. It was cheap. What happened is we went up there and I don't know. I saw this whole thing and it was cheap enough. It was so cheap that on a 30-year mortgage, my payment was like, I don't know, $170 a month or something. I mean, how can you not buy it, you know? And I had all these big grandiose plans of renting it out and having my getaway cap. And, you know, I just spent money on it. That's all I did. I don't know.
Well, it's nice right here because it's nice to hear because we're pretty close to the mountains. But if we go just like, 30, 40 minutes the opposite direction, we have the beach. So it's just like we're like in the perfect area for both, you know?
Well, let me ask you, growing up in L.A., did you guys come from a showbiz family, entertainment family, like a background like that? Or how did it come about? How did you guys realize, man, it's in your blood, showbiz is in your blood? What's the story there?
Well, for me, my dad is a self-taught musician, and so are all his brothers. So for me, I grew up around music and parties. There was always it was like the family band, and I was always singing. I was always in front of a microphone. And so I think it's something I was just kind of born into. There's a picture of me like on a piano as a newborn, and my dad's like singing to me. So I always think that it's just in my DNA. Music is, it's never been a question for me. And I actually started doing musical theater, and I got the part of Annie when I was 13. I had to wear a horrible red wig. That was the moment after I sang the big song Tomorrow. I was like, oh, I have to do this for the rest of my life. There's nothing better than this. So that's my story. So
we're hoping that we can get her to reprise that big red wig sometime soon.
No.
For me, it was
video,
kind of awful.
Man.
Oh, I know. That's what people want to see, honey.
No, there is no video. There actually was, the theater company was very strict, and there was no video. So it's only in my memory.
I don't know. I think she's just making that up because she doesn't want it out into the public. But for
people,
me, I kind of had the opposite
seriously
story.
No, go ahead, Jude. I didn't mean to talk over you. Say again.
Oh, yeah. No, for me, I was going to say I kind of had the opposite story. Like, I didn't really grow up in a family that was necessarily performers or in entertainment or a musical. So I kind of just discovered it, like, on my own. I would always play or kind of mess around on piano. So I taught myself a little bit of piano, taught myself a little
oh,
bit
wow.
of guitar and how to sing. And I kind of just, I don't know, I kind of just stumbled into it. One of my family is, like, super big into sports. And then there's me. And I'm just I'm like the musician.
The key one.
But they're super supportive. So it's been great.
Jude, I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint people's pictures, you know. And,
yeah.
Man, and my girlfriend now, her whole family, they are like hockey nuts. They I mean, you know, they've got the – they've had season tickets for 20 years, and they're all – you know, they all know all the players by name. And this stuff comes up over, like, family dinner, you know. Well, can you believe such and such did – and I'm just like, that's the sports ball, right? Where it's cold? I have no idea, you know. But what can you do? What can you do, man? It's yeah, I hear you.
Well, we grew up like huge Dodger fans. Being in LA, like my family's like huge Dodger fans. I remember I would have friends come over, and I had one friend come over that he was wearing an Angel shirt, and my mom actually made him turn his shirt inside out before he could come into the house.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
she's probably listening right now and shaking her head, but that's a true story, people. She made him turn his shirt inside out. Poor little fourth grader.
Man.
He's probably like traumatized for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I never got into baseball. I just, you know, I mean, I'm not putting anybody down who is. I just, you know, I'd rather get a root canal. It's so dull to me. But hey, that's me, you know. It's just different strokes for different folks and all of that. So that's cool. I always ask my, you know, musician friends and stuff that question because, you know, there always does seem to be a point, though, where the kind of Mark Twain had a great quote, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, there's two very important dates in one's life, the day you're born and the day you figure out why. And, you know, when you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's such a cool feeling. And you guys are pretty young, you know, to have already figured a big part of that out, you know, that, hey, this is what I'm doing, man. And
I love
that's
that
pretty
quote.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, I think it's also sometimes it's actually a daily struggle to like just be recommitted to that. Like, I know what I want to do, but sometimes it's hard because you see like all your friends are doing other stuff, and it's like every single day it's like, okay, I got to remind myself like the reason that I'm doing this. So, you know, there's that one moment that's like the turning point where it's like, oh, I realize this is what I want to do, but it's also like a daily, like I have to remember that, you know, or you know that.
Oh yeah, you have to love it even when you hate it, you know. Otherwise,
exactly.
It ain't gonna work.
Exactly.
And for you guys,
like,
go ahead.
I have a friend who says, like, even he's a recording artist, and he says a bad day in the studio beats a good day in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's kind of always like a mantra.
That's awesome. Well, I was going to say, for you guys being, you know, visual entertainment, visual artists and whatnot, you got to be on stage. It isn't just keeping, you know, your tools, your voice and, you know, musical ability and whatnot in peak performance. I mean, it's also, you know, your health and, you know, that takes a lot. You got to, you know, I imagine do you guys work out a lot, or are you still young enough where that doesn't matter yet?
I personally don't work out that much, but I have a lot of jobs, like side jobs, and I go to school as well. So I think I keep busy enough, and that works me out. But I've always been an active person. I like working. I literally don't have time to, so I'm a little bit ashamed of that.
And for me, any of my friends who are watching right now are probably laughing a lot because they know I do not work out, and just the idea of me working out is probably like hilarious. But
well, that's okay.
I guess
we
work out other ways.
we work out in other ways.
Good.
Not non-gym ways.
You know, and I'm going to give you some advice too, because I saw in my show notes here that you guys like Mexican food and spice. You know, that's very good for you to eat as much of that as you can. And order, you know, bought heaps of helpings of all. Oh my gosh, are you guys crazy? I'm telling you, you're gonna hit 30, and you're gonna say, Jamie knew what he was talking about. And I'm not saying that because I don't work out. I'm on the radio though, and I paint pictures, so I don't have to be on stage or anything. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I can choose my battles. if it's something real important, I can always hire somebody to impersonate me. Oh, Jamie, you lost all the sleep from your last picture. Yes, I did. You know, it's interesting. Now, you guys, I was watching your video you did on your website, which, folks, we have a link to their website up, which is very difficult to find. It's just horrible. I'm kidding. It's honeyandjudemusic.com.
Oh,
that's super easy to find.
No.
And, it's a good website. I like it. You know, I'm friends with all these artsy-fartsy people, and they always make these crazy websites, you know, that I can never figure out. I'm like, I can't find what I'm looking for. And they're like, well, did you touch the banana in the tree? I'm like, no, I didn't. I don't want to figure a puzzle out. I'm just trying to listen to the music or so, you know. But you guys, this is very easy to navigate and stuff. I dig it. I'm an old man. What can I say?
You know, we do a lot of our stuff ourselves. We're very, like, DIY. So from our lyric videos to even our website to our YouTube videos.
That's awesome.
It's all kind of self-done. So the fact that you like it is encouraging.
It's fantastic. I'm telling you. If you guys had more time, I'd hire you to do mine. No, I'm kidding. It's great, though. It's fantastic. And, you know, you save so much money doing it yourself. And I know, you know, you're not supposed to worry about that kind of stuff. But I tell you, years ago.
No, we definitely
do. Man,
and it does help.
It's been a while. I had a gal that I was paying. I was kind of dating this gal, and I gave her a little bit of money to do my website, and we didn't work out, you know, as those things happen. And I went to look at my website. It said Jamie is a creep in really big letters. That's all that was on there.
Oh my God.
And yeah, you know, and she wouldn't change it. And yeah, I went and I bought all these books on Flash and program, you know. That's why I do mine. You guys grew up learning this stuff. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have it. You know, we had a Commodore 64, but that was about it. But, yeah, it's much better. And the reason I say this is because anybody listening that wants to be where you guys are at, that's a very good tip. You know, learn to do this stuff yourself, folks, because even when you get to a point where you have somebody else do it, you know that because you know how to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And you have a greater
good
appreciation
stuff.
For their work once you've done it yourself and realize how much work it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you guys, how did you guys meet? That's the big question. Were you guys in school together, or what happened?
Well, we're actually, we worked in the same area, and we had a lot of the same musician friends, and one day we got introduced to each other, and we're like, oh, hey, and there was this opportunity at the time to have a residency at this place where they needed live music every Tuesday night. It was called Taco Tuesdays. And so
nice.
Jude would do a set by himself. I did a set by myself. And then we would do a set of duets. And everyone would always go crazy over the duet set. And we're like, why? We wanted to be solo artists, actually. And we never really understood, like, why people liked us singing together so much. And then we actually have a manager in common. And she was working, we were working on separate projects with actually, we were also working with the same producer at the same time. And then we all kind of had a moment. We're like, maybe we should try it. Maybe we should listen to what everybody's been saying and join forces. And
the public, give them what they want. They will give
you money. I don't think we'd ever really anticipated that we'd be like performing as a duo.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how things turned out. But what's even funnier is the first song that we ever wrote together, we have it recorded. And there's actually, as soon as we finish recording the song, it's just like a memo on my phone. Honey says, this recording is going to be really funny one day if we end up having to work together.
I don't even remember saying that.
I have it on my phone. It's like, if we have to work together, then this is going to be a really funny recording. And here we are.
Well, absolutely. That's very cool. Now, let me ask you, working, because collaboration is a, especially for creative people, whatever you do, you know, music or whatever, that can, for some people, be a little difficult to overcome. you know, because, you know, artists are all nutty in the head sometimes, most times. I'm kidding, kind of. Was it difficult making that transition, though, from a solo artist to, I mean, because, you know, here you are sharing the stage and, you know, I mean, at the same time, it's you're half the work, right? Because you have two people working together. But I mean, was the chemistry, it just was there and everything was golden?
Yeah, you know, from the start, it was for Honey and I singing together, you know, just on stage, the chemistry was always there. So that was never really the problem. And we worked together pretty well. So that wasn't really a problem. And, you know, Honey's an easy person to be in a duo with. I think more of the struggle for us was just really kind of developing, like, kind of what our sound was going to be, because we had done so much already. So that was more the struggle.
Right.
And I think we kind of solidified that more with our first EP. And that was the Summer Fling Don't Mean a Thing. That's kind of where we really started to develop, you know, who we were as an artist. And like, I think that's, I wouldn't even say that's half the work. I would say that's more than half of the work of being an artist, is just knowing who you are.
Right.
Being able to develop that pretty early on was super helpful.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I'm telling you, man, when you can, when it works, it's fantastic. You know, it sure beats when it does.
I think it's been like a year and a half. It's been about a year and a half now as Honey and Jude. And so we did that first EP together. And then we recently just released our a new brand new single called Weirdos and Freaks. So that just came out a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So we're super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, we wrote it as an anti-bullying anthem. So for anybody who's ever been bullied or, you know, has gone through that, it's kind of a song to, an anthem for them to rise above and to know that they have their worth. So that's kind of the whole reason we wrote the song. So we're
that's
super
cool.
excited to put it out. And actually on our website, we have one of the tabs you can go over to. It's called Beautiful Freaks. And so there we have some resources available for people who are currently going through, who are like being bullied right now or who've been bullied in the past, some resources so they can go get some help. And then also a little section where they can share their story if they've overcome it. And then for everybody else, there's a little area where they can sign a petition to show that they stand with us in the fight against bullying. It's awesome because, as you might know, October is anti-bullying month. Or I guess bullying awareness month. No,
yeah,
I'm sorry to say
yeah,
that.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been really cool, I think, for us, because it's been a way for us to like transition not only from our old EP EP to this new song, but it's just like making a statement more than just, hey, we sing, we do music, we're actually standing up for something. So it's been a cool experience putting this out and seeing people's reactions to it.
Well, you know, and it's
what
so important.
What do you think of it?
It's so important. It's we're going to play this song here in a second. I just, you know, the thing is, it's so interesting. I was at a party about a week ago, and I was talking to some people that were even older than me, if you can believe that. And we were, I don't know, the bullying came up, you know, because it's in the zeitgeist, it's in the air. And I think that a lot of the I don't want to date anybody, but people of a certain age, they're like, oh, okay, because they all had this attitude, you know, well, that's just kids, they just do that. It's just, you know, good natured ribbing. And I'm like, man, it's different. The world is different. And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, these kids, I'm like, don't you read a newspaper? These kids are killing themselves because of this. And it's bad, you know, it's not good. Nobody needs to be there and be doing this. And
it
I don't want to get
really
on a big rant, but I will say this. If any of the listeners are listening and your kids are bullies, you're laying down on the job, man. You shouldn't be having that happen. I firmly
you know, it's a,
blame
it's a
you.
Situation, I think. It's a terrible situation for everyone involved, you know, the kids being bullied, but also the parents, because sometimes they can feel helpless themselves. And actually, you know, on that tab on our website, there's actually a link there also for parents who have children being bullied on, you know, how they can deal with it. And it's actually interesting that you bring it up, because that was actually the motivation for us writing the song. We were on Facebook one day, and we saw one of our fans posting about, you know, how he was being bullied and being called names at school. And like, it really just kind of hit us. And we were kind of seeing that as a reoccurring theme amongst our fans. So we really wrote it for them. And it's, you know, it's dedicated to anybody who's experienced that or who's currently going through it. Cause it's, It's a big deal.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. Matter of fact, let's, you know what? Let's play the song. We've got it. I've got it queued up. It's right here. Let's play the song. And folks, check this out. And yeah, get over there and sign that petition. And you know, if you need some resources, what a great thing to put on your website. Man, that is awesome. Here it is, folks. This is Honey and Jude, Weirdos and Freaks.
You keep your weights, I'll keep my fight. Just what to do. Think you can have your cake and you can eat it too. Just give it a few years and then we'll see if you're the one still laughing in the end. Whoa. Say what you wanna, say what you wanna.
Man, I'm telling you, Honey and Jude, Weirdos and Freaks. These kids got some pipes on them, baby. These kids got some pipes. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, you guys had said, you know, you'd always grown up in, you know, singing and this and that. And I mean, but that's I'm blown away. What a fantastic song. Do you guys still do, like, do you, like, I don't know, drink lemon tea and stuff and you know, pamper your throat? I mean, because it sounds phenomenal.
I vocalize a lot, so I do a lot of vocal warm-ups, like, at least every day. And for me, right, the best thing for my voice is, like, I drink a lot of water and I sleep a lot, and that helps my voice. Those are my secrets, which are not really secrets.
For me, all I really care about is that my hair looks good. So I spend a lot of money on hair products, and everything else on stage, like, I don't care about. As long as the hair is good, we're good.
I'm telling you, Jude, you're a man after my own heart. You remind me a lot of myself many years ago.
I think I have more hair products than he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, more hair products than you, right?
Yeah, I don't do anything with my hair, but Jude, he'll take wild with his hair.
Oh, man. I remember when I was a kid, how it started for me. I was with a family friend, and we were, him and his parents, we were all on holiday out in Baltimore, Maryland. We went to Baltimore, Maryland. I don't know why, but we did. And I don't know, I was a kid, I was like 12 years old. And I was downtown, they had this area where there's all these old tall ships, and it's very touristy, and there's a big aquarium. And this guy came around the corner, and he was a punk rocker. And this was way back in the day when you didn't see them that often. And he had big, like a big mohawk, like a rooster. And he had two girls, one on each arm. And he looked at me, and I was just standing there, you know, mouth agape, going, this guy's cool. And he goes, kid, it's all about the hair. It's always about the hair. And then he went away with the two girls. Changed my life forever, man.
Changed your life forever.
It did. I'm just like you, Jude. I have lots of hair products, you know? Lots of hair products.
If I have a day where my hair is not, like, up to par, like, I'm just in a bad mood for the whole day, so, like, everyone should just stay away. But it doesn't happen that often, thankfully. I just like it to be super crazy and super, like, super big and whatever. That's my hair advice for all you young
loves
out there.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I love it. Very cool. Very cool. Now, I know you guys have made a couple videos and whatnot because I've watched them on YouTube and this and that. I always ask my musician friends, what are your thoughts on music videos? And sometimes people say, well, they're a necessary evil, and the other half of the people say they love it, you know. Now, what about YouTube? Do you guys like making music videos, or you'd rather be doing something else?
No, you know, like I really enjoy doing videos. You know, something about Honey and Jude is where, you know, it's very much about the sound and our voices, but it's also very much about the visuals, you know, the way we perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big part of us. So, you know, video is another way that we can showcase that. So, I mean, I like doing videos.
Yeah, I think, especially in our generation, kids these days are taking things more in with their eyes than just their ears. So it's really important to have videos. And it's also, like, as artists, it gives us another venue to be creative with and come up with funny or crazy things or tell a story in a certain way that we want our song to be presented. I like it because, like I said, it gives us another way to be creative. Like, we're creating something that, you know, this is our stuff. I want you guys to see it, and we hope people like it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I, like I said, I'm a little older than you guys. I remember when music videos first came out, and, man, they were terrible. Everybody was really ugly. I mean, ugly. If you watch some of those old 80s videos, you're like, geez, what happened? Because nobody made videos before then. And if you, you know, yeah, people performed on stage, but they were way far away.
Yeah,
it was bad. I'm telling you.
You watch them now, and you're like, that's amazing that they thought that was good. That was going to work.
Exactly. And, dude, somebody in a suit somewhere, probably with a ponytail, said,
yeah,
this is amazing. I'm going to write you a check. Here you go. Have money. Make that. And you're like, what? Oh, man. Now, speaking of money, you know, you guys have a new EP out and whatnot. And, you know, that isn't easy to do. Did you guys self-fund this? Did you, I wish I would have thought of this, crowdfunding. I'm blown away by the entire concept of it. Did you guys go that route, or how did it come about to coalesce into existence?
So part of our story was like that we started as solo artists. And so for my EP, I started crowdfunding a little bit. And then when we brought our project together, like, obviously prices changed a little bit. But so I used what I had from crowdfunding, and then Jude, we just took the rest, and we funded ourselves.
we pretty much funded everything ourselves up to now. But, you know, part of the benefit of being, like, in a duo is that we get to split it all. So all the costs are just, you know, half of what it would normally be. So that's definitely easier for us that way.
I foresee one day Honey will be looking at the balance sheet going, we're spending this money, much money on hair products?
How
do you do my hair? What is?
No,
and then Jude will come back. This much money on shoes? I don't even own any heels. What? teasing. I'm just giving you a hug.
She'll be spending it on hot sauce.
On
She's
hot
obsessed
sauce.
With hot sauce. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Very, very, very cool. Now, the EP is out, right? People can pick it up or get the singles, and they can pick up Weirdos and Freaks and whatnot as on iTunes, wherever digital music is, right?
Yes, wherever digital music is, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, all those.
Nice.
All of those in between.
Well, that's very cool. And, folks, again, if you missed it, they put a lot of their own money in this, and it's very good. And you got I always tell people, you have to support these artists, because otherwise, you know, every time I hear somebody, and I hear this every so often, people are like, oh, there's no good music. And I'm like, well, that's a lie. I play good music 4 times a week, man. You know, the new artists working hard, making great music. But the thing is when people say that, I'm like, well, what have you done? What was the last show you went to see? You know, what was the last T-shirt you bought at a merch table? Oh, well, I don't go to shows anymore because there's no good music. I'm like, well, that's why. You're part of the problem, dude. You know.
You know, we're pretty lucky, or
don't worry
fortunate.
About people.
We have really good fans that support us, and they come out for us, and they really they're really good to us in that way. So, you know, we're really fortunate in that way. And you know, being in LA, it's great being right in the center of like Hollywood and all the entertainment. So there's just a lot of outlets for us to showcase ourselves, you know, and our fans are really good about being supportive of that.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Now, you had mentioned we were during the break when we were playing the track, we were talking a little bit off the air. Do you guys have some cool stuff coming up? You're playing at a university and something you'd mentioned? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're playing on November 2nd at Cal State Dominguez Hills. It's a university, so it's going to be lots of fun. We're playing with the full band, so we're going to get out there and just have some fun, dance around. And
it'll be from 12 p.m. to 2. It's called the Nooner, the Nooner Show.
Nice.
Yeah, so all the people in the area can come out and catch us there. And we also, you know, we have some other appearances coming up. We're actually going to be in a parade, like a holiday parade. I'm not really sure what we're going to do. I think we're just going to wave to people and like pretend like we're super famous.
We'll practice.
Got to practice the wave.
Do you have the wave down, the royal parade wave, you know, where it's like.
Oh, we will have it down by the time the parade comes. It will be down and it will be perfect. I don't know. We have to be in a car. I don't know what we're going to do. We're probably going to be in Honey's, like, bug.
Yeah.
So it'll be all these,
right.
Like,
you
nice
do. I forgot, Honey, what? You have a Beetle 72, right?
Yes, I do. It's a 72 nice. Volkswagen. I think it's called, like, Super Beetle or something like that. It has a funny name.
Super Beetle.
But it's super fun to drive around.
Did you,
6 years was hard to learn, but I think I'm pretty smooth now.
And it's a Beetle, you know, it's not going to break 60 miles an hour, you know what I mean? So that's a safe
right.
Let me ask you, did you put the, did you California the hood, you know, the back hood there? Do you have it out so it stays cool enough and whatnot, or?
No, it's still on. It was my grandma's car, and my uncle fixed it up.
Okay.
So it's in pretty good shape.
Nice.
It's in pretty good shape. It's in pretty good shape, but when Honey drives it, you got to be careful because you might like get.
He's so hard on me. I'm a great driver.
You might get some whiplash from like the soft.
No.
You got to let easy on the clutch. Easy on the clutch. You don't want to hear it.
I've been in it. I've been in it with her and thought we were experiencing an earthquake.
He is so horrible. He can't even drive 6 shifts, so he can't have a say.
Well, that is true.
You know. But he doesn't need to because you can. So there you go.
exactly. Side of the control.
Oh, man. What a
so
fantastic little
car. If anyone comes out to that parade,
they'll
see us probably stop a couple times on that.
Well, you guys got to get a convertible, you know, where you can sit on the back and have somebody else drive for the parade. You know, you got to sit up there and let everybody see you.
Now we're talking fancy here.
That's right. That's right. Come on, royalty, Honey and Jude, you know? Although, that Honey and Jude logo, which I love, whoever did that was, you know, buy them a cup of coffee because it's fantastic. That would look really
sharp
on the hood of that. There you go. Wouldn't that look good? Get it like and wrap the beetle in that. How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
Now we're thinking.
The gears are turning. Well, that's very, very cool. Fantastic. So, folks, get out. I'm all flustered now because we're talking about cars, and I'm all, like, turned around. no, it's just anybody – I don't know. Some people know that. That's one of my favorite cars. The Volkswagen Beetle is a just a genius design. It's a great, fantastic car. They should really be making them again. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Anyhow, folks,
yeah,
get out to the university
them.
There.
Since I was little, I've always loved, like, the classic ones. And And I never got like a new car, but this was like kind of like the best car I could ever get because it's always one that I wanted.
It's fantastic. They are great, and you know, living in Southern California, outside of like you know, an old school convertible or something, if you don't have that, get yourself a Beetle Bug because man, that is the way to do it. It's the way to do it. or on limousine. That'll work too. Exactly. Otherwise, it takes a long time to get from Malibu to downtown LA, you know, in a Beetle Bug. That's the only problem.
You know, we're actually talking. We think that one day, like when we're super famous and we have to roll up to like something like the Grammys or something, we're still going to roll up in the VW Beetle.
Yeah, the red Honey.
That's
Everyone will be there with their stretch Hummers. The limousines. We're gonna drive in on that bug.
That's right. The red honey bug. I love it. Very, very cool. Hey, you've got another track that we have queued up here. Now this is Wrong. Now this is off the EP.
Yes, this is from the EP, Summer Fling Don't Mean a Thing. This song was kind of like if you didn't know already, the Summer Fling Don't Mean a Thing, that's a line from a Grease song. And it's just kind of like the whole in behind Honey and Jude. So this song was kind of the song when Sandra D turns into Sandy and she comes out like, tell me about it, son.
Oh, the best.
So you'll see
the
what
best.
I mean when we play.
There you go, man. There you go. Here it is, folks. This is Honey and Jude. Wrong.
good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong. Good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong. It feels so good to do wrong.
There it is, folks. There it is. That was Wrong, Honey and Jude. I like that track a lot. Good, good stuff.
Thank you.
Now, that's on the do people have to buy the whole EP, or do they just buy singles on the how does that work?
I think it's through iTunes or wherever else you're going to buy it. You can buy the tracks individually if you just want to buy individual tracks. They're available like that.
Interesting. You know, a couple months ago, I had a friend. I used to have a gallery when I lived in San Diego, and I had a little gal that worked for me, and she was unfortunately going through a breakup. She was having a bad time. And I was like, man, I could send her some flowers. I'm like, that's kind of lame, though. I don't think she – this guy needed to be sending her flowers. It would need to
that's
happen.
That's never lame.
I said, I'm going to make her a mixtape. And so I went over to iTunes. The first time I did this, somebody had told me about it at a party. And as long as you have somebody's email address, you can gift them tracks. So, you know, I took $10, went over there. Put a mixtape together and sent it to her, you know, and brightened her day up. So, and Honey and Jude is one of these bands, folks, that if somebody's having, you know, somebody's having like a little bit of a down day or something, buy them a track, man. It's great music. You can't help but smile when you listen to it. And, you know, really make somebody's day. It's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of neat. You know, I think Amazon does it as well now. I'm not sure, folks, but I know iTunes does it because I did it. Honey and Jude's website, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, yeah, that's a great idea because I've done that too. I've sent music as a gift before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, if somebody, and it's, you know, what a cheap way, but what a big, well, talk about bang for your buck, you know, because people
yeah.
do that all the time. Good stuff. I was just saying, we've got a link up to Honey and Jude's website, honeyandjudemusic.com. And, or, you know, I did this before the show. I do this with all the bands and people we have on the show, though. I go to Google, and I put in Honey and Jude, and I hit, you know, enter. And you guys are the first one that popped up. How about that? Top of the page, baby. Top of the page.
Woohoo!
Your search engine placement, it's working. It's working. Now, I know
yeah.
you guys are promoting, you know, these singles and whatnot and the EP and the new Weirdos and Freaks and all that. And you're doing that pretty hot and heavy right now. I have to ask, just because I want to hear more, You guys got any anything in the shoot for upcoming stuff?
Yeah, we do. We're planning on a new single come January for the new year, so everyone can look out for that. We're not going to say much more about that because it's a secret for right now, but you can definitely plan on new music coming out in the new year.
Outstanding. I got to before I forget, I want to give a big shout out to La Famas, PR and branding out there in LA. If you I don't know how this works, guys. If you're in a band or a musician or something and you need somebody to help out with your PR, try to get them on your side. You know, they're a good, I don't know if you just call them up and sign up. I don't know how it works. You know, pick up their dry cleaning or wash their car. So, you know, make friends with them is what I'm saying, you know, because they're good people.
They've been really good to us so far. Yeah. And yeah, it's been a great experience. So they're awesome.
Yeah, I'd recommend them to anybody.
Very cool. Now, yeah, I'm just so excited. January, huh? We got to wait till January. Well, that's all right. I'll wait. Dang it. I'll wait. But until then,
yeah,
I'm going to get the EP so I can listen to it till the new stuff comes out. How about that?
Yes, the EP and our newest single, Weirdos and Freaks. Don't forget about that one in celebration of Anti-Bullying Month. And our link on our website, beautifulfreaks.com, for anyone, or if you know anyone, you can refer them to there if they're being bullied or if they have been bullied and want to share their empowering stories with others.
Absolutely.
We also have a hashtag that we use. So if you want to, like, if you're on Instagram and posting pictures and you just want to show that you stand with us, you can use the hashtag Beautiful Freaks. So hashtag Beautiful Freaks, and we can we'll stay in connection that way.
Very cool. Let me ask you guys. Now, I know you guys are on all the, you know, it's your age. You grew up with a smartphone in your hand, I'm sure. What's your favorite social media platform? I know you guys are on everything, and I think everybody should follow and like and tweet and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. What do you guys personally prefer as far as social media?
I really like Instagram because it's just very visual, and I just love that. What about you, honey?
I would say I've always liked Instagram, but I'm just starting to dive into Twitter. And I think what's hilarious about Twitter is, like, you can just say anything, yeah, and people like it, like your random thoughts. So
right.
I'm trying to get to Twitter, trying to see how it all works. But I find myself, like, looking at other people's Twitter and just, like, laughing because it's just their random thoughts. So it can be just entertaining.
Hey, Jamie, I heard on another one of interviews that you don't have a smartphone.
I don't. And so I do everything on the computer.
I understand.
You know,
you survive.
Reason I don't. You know, it's everybody's like, oh, you're afraid the government's, man, the government isn't interested in me. I'm so boring. But no, what it is it's something, I'm an old man. I would set it down. I would forget it places. And what do they cost? Somebody was telling me that they're like $500 or something for a phone. I'm like, man, I'm not leaving $500. I would handcuff it to my wrist and, you know, even lamer.
How do you get anywhere? Do you like use like actual maps?
I know where I'm going, you know, or I look it up before I leave. People ask that all the time. They're like, what if a call comes, you know? And I'm like, I have an answering machine, you know, and they leave a message. They're like, what if somebody died? I'm like, well, I'll be rusted in the morning and I'll be able to deal with it and nothing's going to change with them. So. Exactly. So, you know.
Oh my God.
It is. We did have a problem though. Me and my gal Danny, we were at a flea market. We were up in Philadelphia at a wedding a couple weeks ago, weekends ago. And we, I'm sorry, Newark, New Jersey, I guess. That's that area. But anyway, we were at a flea market because I love going to flea markets. And she's like, well, I'm going to go over here and look at this stuff, you know. And I'm like, I'll go over here. And she's like, well, how will we meet up? Because Genius doesn't have a phone and I can't text. You know? I'm like, okay, I'll go look at burlesque costumes with you, I guess. Ugh, so boring. I wanted to look at the Volkswagen parts. Yeah, it's very true. Sadder, and honey, I'm getting better at Twitter. I was terrible at Twitter. Somebody actually emailed me and said, Jamie, you can't – I thought they said number sign every word, but that you, I learned later learned it was a hashtag. They're like, you can't hashtag the. That's terrible. What are you – what
you
are
can't
you doing?
The...
I didn't know. I didn't know. But I'm learning. I'm learning. Well, outstanding. Well, guys, you got to check out Honey and Jude's, you know, the EP and everything. Pick it up. Fantastic. The new track, Weirdos and Freaks. And yeah, man, you know, get behind this. Hashtag that on your, because I know everybody else in the world has a cell phone. Get on Twitter and Instagram and all that and hashtag Weirdos and Freaks. Good, good stuff. Yeah. And I want to thank you guys for taking the time to be on the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much for having us, Jamie. It's been lots of fun.
Yes, thanks, Jamie.
Very cool. Thank you. I can't wait to have you guys on again. And I will talk to the fine folks over at La Famas to make that happen around January time because I want to hear that new song.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we're about out of time, so I just want to tell everybody this show will be converted to a podcast tonight, probably in about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. We'll see, but it'll definitely happen, and it'll be out on all the various social media platforms, including for free on iTunes under their podcast section. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes or wherever, do me a quick favor. Well, hello from the past, first off, and but do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review button. That puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. That's where our advertisers like us to be. And, you know, the view is always better from on top. That's all I'm saying. And once again, let's hear it for Honey and Jude. You guys rock, and I can't wait to hear more.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you back tomorrow night. We've got a very cool band called Sun and Thief that are going to be on. Outstanding band. See everybody later.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.